All right, so we're up to Perek Dalet, and we are in Yud Beis. Okay, this is pretty out there, what he's about to say. Pa'amim yesh tzaddik she'oysa chet gadol. Sometimes you can find a tzaddik that will do a bad avera, big chet. That's because in that particular area, he's more noita to chet because it was mushrash in him that mida from his parents. So naturally, he's more, he has a tendency towards that avera. Furthermore,
he's still nikkur
tzaddik. He's a tzaddik, but he could be nikshal in one big area. And you'll ask, it doesn't shtim. It doesn't shtim. He has no Yerushalayim. What's going on? Is he disingenuous? How could he be a tzaddik yet do this? And the answer is, you're right, he should work on himself. But Lamaisa, he's nikshal in the chet. So the shayla is why? And the answer is because he yarshins a certain mida, which makes him more susceptible to the avera in that particular area. That's what he says, the Goyin. Oh, now, I will say like this. The Goyin is telling us that even if you have a person that is a big tzaddik, he's nichshol in a big avera, it could be the reason for that is because in his mida, he was born with a mida tendency towards that. Now, you'll tell me, does that exempt him? No, it does not exempt him, obviously. He's just telling me, where does it come from? Is there an inconsistency here? So he's saying it's not an inconsistency. It makes sense that for him, that Nisayan is much more difficult. Now, there is nowadays a certain philosophy out there that some people, because of their predisposition towards certain areas, they're exempt. They're part of, look, you had trauma when you were three, and this and that. And Mamela, this is basically not your fault. Look, you shouldn't feel guilty about it. It's just this is who you are. And it's not your fault. And whatever. Now, no, this is a psychological, this is what's out there. So what happens is it's like they're making people into kind of like a computer. It's like basically you can input into this machine all of its past experience and all of its, you know, and you put it into the machine, and the machine will output what you're supposed to do. I mean, it's just what happens. This is what people do. Now, Lamaisa, I heard from a big Talmud Chacham that he said over one time, one shot, that he says, you know, and all that's true, it makes a person have a tremendous Nisayan and all that. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, it's your chayis. It's a person's responsibility to better their ways. You can't just shove everything and say, it's not my fault. So he said that, Gevaldik Gevart, that we say by the Slichas, we say, Ein Anu, Azei Fanim, Ukshe Oref. We are not chutzpadik and azei panim. Loi mar lefanecha, to say before you, Hashem, loi chatanu, that we didn't sin. Avo rather, anach marasin chatanu, we did sin. So the question is, why is it that we're saying, we're not azei panim, we're not chutzpadik to say that? As if to say, if we would say that, it would be a big chutzpah. If we would say that, we would straight up be lying. One shaykh is chutzpah. Right, so like we're not going to be chutzafim to say lechatan. That's not what we should be bavarning. We should be bavarning. We're not going to lie. So he said, "No, I'll tell you what we're bavarning. We're bavarning that maybe the guy's going to say, Look what I did it. But Hashem, it's not my fault. I did it. It's your fault. You put me in this matzah." You gave me this situation. You gave me this midas. You gave me the parent. You gave me this situation. Of course I did it, but it's not my fault. You take it. It's your problem. Right? So the pshat is you have to own up to your mice. So that's what he's saying. We're not going to have the chutzpah to say it's not us. Then it fits like a glove. Right? That's a gishmak of pshat. So Akaponim, I think that even though the Goyin is saying that sometimes a person can be nechshal in an aveira because he has it in his midas from before, does not exempt it. He's just explaining the inconsistency of it. Now, then he says, oi, or another potential reason why you could find something which is shtickle inconsistent. You could have tzaddik who's nichshal in a big area. Oi, get ready for this one. Shekvar nichshal b'zeh b'gilgul rishon, because this was his problem in the first gilgul, and now he's in the new gilgul, but now his tikkun is to fix that area. So therefore, in order to fix the tikkun, it has to be that he's fighting with it. He's struggling with an akuda that is his tikkun. So that means the guy could be a great tzaddik. He's doing all sorts of mitzvahs. He's missing the point. Lamaisa, you're on this world to be misakin that midah. And if you're not being misakin it, you can be a big tzaddik, but you're not doing your tachlis. So now the Goyin says, so how am I supposed to know what my midah is? So the Goyin, hagufa, the thing that you struggle with most is probably the thing you're supposed to be misakin. Because why are you struggling with it? Because you have a netiyah towards it. Why do you have a netiyah towards it? Because that was the whole thing that you were involved in the Gilgul Rishon. And the Meila, you in the first Gilgul, there was no tikkun on that. And now it comes in the second Gilgul, he has to be misak in that particular area. And that's the area he's struggling with. That's what the Goyin says. Now, the Goyin Kiyadua learns the whole story of Yoina in the Pirish. This piece of the Gra comes from the Pirish Gra on Yoina. Now, the Pirish Gra on Yoina is all about the Neshama. He says that the whole story is a metaphor for the Neshama. The Neshama comes out of this world, has a Tachlis, it's trying to run away from its Tachlis, and then eventually goes back to its Tachlis. And if it doesn't, it gets swallowed and it dies and it goes back to Gilgal and another Gilgal. So, this is a Goin in Yoina. And the Goin in Yoina says, an amazing shot in the Gemara in Erevin. There's a Gemara in Erevin. Rabbi Yisrael has a piece on the Gemara in Erevin. Well, everyone talks about this Gemara in Erevin. It's a very interesting Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara says that there was a machlekes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. What's better if a person was never created, or was it better had a person been created? Now, the question is, it's a very, very strange machlekes because we're created, right? So, like, what's the issue? What's the shot? So he says, Nimnu v'gomru, they took a vote, Nimnu v'gomru, that la'olam, it would have been better, la'olam, it's adif, toiv lo la'adam shalai nivra, it would have been better had he never been created. Achshav shenivra, but now that he was created, yifashvash b'maisav, he's got to be mashvash b'maisav. So the whole Shaka Tarek Gemara is Pella. And also, now that he was Nivra, he should be Mefashvish with Maisos. Maybe do mitzvahs. Like, well, of all things, you got to, like, you know, one thing, it's bad that we are on this world. But if you're going to be on this world, learn Mesiyas Hashar. I mean, that's like I wasn't expecting that. I didn't see that coming. You would say, if you're not on this world, do mitzvahs, do prayer, dedicate your life to Hashem. Mefashvish with Maisos. So the Goyin says that the Shaila is when about Gilgal. He has a neshama that was born, and of course he's supposed to be created. Hashem created the neshama. The Shaila is, what's better for the neshama once it dies? What's better for the neshama to come down in this world and try to misakin it again at the risk of messing it up? Or better stay up there? Or is it better to come down and at least this way to do mitzvahs? He'll add schar. He'll add more mitzvahs to his neshama. So the Gemara says, no. You're better off staying up there, because to add more mitzvahs is not going to help the point. Not going to help. But after Shanibri, you know what you have to do? Yifashvish b'maisav. You should look into your maisim to find out what was the maisa that you're down here to be misakin, and that's you should focus to be misakin in this world. That's what he says, Pshat. Oh, there. Right? So he's saying, the Shakotari was, you're going to be down in this world. You're a guild. Now what? Yeah. So you're going to add mitzvahs. So that's what the Goyin says. Now, how are you going to be mefashrish b'maisav? How are you going to try to find out what you're here to be mesakin? Zok to Goyin, the basim on it. Echa b'mashenich shabal b'gilgol ha'ar b'panim. Something that is a constant michshol for you. So something which is a constant michshol is probably the thing you're supposed to be misakin, or something which you have a tremendous connection to. You have a chukah for. Something which pulls you, grabs you, grabs you. it seems to have some sort of magnetic pull. That's the thing which you probably hear to be misaki.
So what is
it?
Either you're nichshol in it?
Either you're nichshol, or you're never nichshol in it, but it's an aside. So, on Kaponim, he's saying that's pshat in the Gemara. And the Goyim is learning that when a person finds themselves in a specific area of challenge, we tend to try to avoid the challenge. Now, that's a good strategy. It's true. But we also have to know that it's possible that that very challenge is what we're supposed to be heading face on, head on, and say, no, I'm going to conquer it.
Can it be both a mitos and a regular meisim, or just a mitos and things that you're not supposed to do?
No, it means it's also. Meaning a person gets angry a lot. So maybe his mitos that he's supposed to conquer is kas. Right?
What's the option?
The option is, you know, look, I'll focus on other things. Okay, so you're saying it's obvious. He's saying... No, so he said that this is what a person should be putting the koyach into, being misakin themselves in that area, you know. So yeah, like you're saying, I don't think it's just
focus as opposed to one of many things.
Yeah,
I'll get to it after.
Yeah, you're here in this world, lefashish b'maisim. According to this pshat, it means the purpose that you're here. The best toelas you'll have for your neshama is not only by adding on good deeds. But it's by being mefashvish b'maisav to try to find where's your area of tikkun that you can do. Okay, so now this is the chiddush in the Goyim. I'm not saying everyone holds it, because most people would just say, look, through doing Torah and mitzvahs, you know, that will be your tikkun. But l'maisav, the Goyim saying from Shatan that you have to learn Moser, you have to know yourself and know what your challenge is. And that's where you should focus to prepare to perfect yourself. You know,
what so, if there's multiple,
right?
What if
there's multiple, there's multiple.
Is that focus sort of stuff?
I guess. You know, make yourself a priority list. But, okay, fine. The next oi, that's fascinating. Shtepa. Now the next oi, the going says. He says, you find that most people that do chataim, they're very well-natured people. In other words, people that are involved in not great stuff very often tend to be very fine, nice people. And the reason is because that's the technique that the Yetzer Hara has in order for them to be able to grab you. So in other words, there's a veil. There's a veil. The nature of the way the world is that very often you'll have a person that could be a very nice person. But that doesn't mean part of that is part of the Nisayan. Part of the Nisayan of staying away is because they're nice. So it's important to keep that in mind. When a person is getting nimshach after someone, is it because they're the right person to be nimshach with? Or is they're a nice person? So, you know, it's like, you know, it's easy. But that doesn't mean it's right. So that's what he says. Listen to the lashon. Roiv haminim v'hachoytim, bein adam lamakom. People that tend to, fail in their bein adam lamakom, him lefi anir toivim b'teva. They seem to be pretty nice people. Zui achas me'atachbulois ha-yetzer. This is one of the ways the Yetzer plans on getting you. Lifres reshes, to make a trap. Lifnei toye ruach, in front of the people that can follow them, mistakenly, lehimoshech achrem, to bring them closer. So, important to keep in mind that the person that's the nice guy doesn't necessarily mean the person that you should be spending time with. All right? Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue through Hanukkah. We will have to share. And all right, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Shkarach, everyone.
Okay, good. Hanukkah Sameach.